Annapolis in the heart of the Middle East, a land soaked in history and conflict, another chapter unfolds, one that begins on a somber note in October 2023. It's a story that resonates with the deep baritone voice of life's harsh realities, echoing the sentiments of a world too often seen through the lens of strife. The spark in southern Israel. Our tale starts on October 7, 2023. The sun rises over southern Israel, not to the chirping of birds, but to the thunderous arrival of Hamas militants. This isn't a friendly visit. They bring destruction, claiming 1,200 innocent lives and taking 240 people hostage. Israel, led by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, responds with a declaration of war. The Israeli answer is swift and severe, a series of airstrikes raining down on Gaza, turning it into a land gasping for breath. The escalation of hostilities. But the flames of war do not remain confined. Lebanon's Hezbollah steps into the fray the very next day, targeting Israel with cross-border shelling. The conflict now stretches its arms wider. By October 13, Israel urges the people of Gaza City to flee, leading to a mass exodus, a scene reminiscent of a bygone era's displacement dramas. A tragedy amplified. October 17 marks a day of profound sorrow. Gaza City's Al-Alile Al-Arabi Baptist Hospital, a beacon of hope and healing, is reduced to rubble. Was it an Israeli airstrike or a Palestinian rocket that strayed from its path? The answer remains shrouded in accusations and denials. This tragedy overshadows even the visit of U.S. President Joe Biden, upending his plans for a regional summit. The widening of the war. The conflict, once a local skirmish, now draws international attention. By October 19, the United States finds itself intercepting missiles from Yemen's Houthi group. Back in Gaza, people face a humanitarian crisis, struggling for essentials like food, water, and medicine. Ground offensive and hospital siege. Israel intensifies its campaign with a ground offensive on October 27, aiming to decimate Hamas and rescue hostages. It's a brutal campaign, with Israel suffering heavy losses. The situation escalates further as Israeli forces lay siege to Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City, suspecting it of sheltering Hamas fighters. A flicker of hope extinguished. November 21 brings a glimmer of hope, a truce between Israel and Hamas. But this fragile peace lasts barely 10 days, shattering on December 1 and plunging the region back into chaos. The conflict's global echo. As the year draws to a close, the global community begins to reassess its stance. President Biden, on December 12, openly criticizes Israel's aggressive methods. 3 days later, an Israeli operation tragically results in the death of three hostages, stirring dissent even within Israel. The conflict isn't confined to Gaza anymore. Iraq enters the fray, attacking Israel, which retaliates with a major assault on central Gaza around December 26. Legal turn and continued conflict. The new year brings a significant turn. January 11, 2024, sees U.S. and British forces responding to the Houthi for attacks on Red Sea shipping. The International Court of Justice also becomes a stage for accusations of genocide against the human cost of war. But let's pause and reflect. This narrative isn't just about military maneuvers and geopolitical chess games. It's a chronicle of human suffering, a reminder that war's true cost is measured not in bullets fired, but in lives shattered. It's a tale that tells us peace is more than just the absence of war. It's about justice, understanding, and the dignity of every human life. And so as I lend my voice to this saga, let us all hope for a future where peace in Israel and Gaza is not just a fleeting dream, but a tangible, enduring reality. A world where the echoes of war are replaced by the harmonies of coexistence and mutual respect.